10 at 941. Welcome back, everyone, on a Friday morning. Opening day right around the corner. Perfect time to welcome to Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, the general manager of the New York Mets, Sandy Alderson. Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
Len, doing well. Yourself?
We're doing fine. We're a little. We can't wait to hear the news because you were in this long closed door meeting, which means you've got great big news to break on our show this morning.
Yeah, what was going on in that meeting, Sandy?
Well, we were just talking about the next 3 or 4 days and some of the final personnel moves that we have to make. Nothing final at this point, but we're getting down to the last couple of days. The competition, I think, is essentially over, and we need to make some decisions. So we're going to do that over the course of the next 48 hours.
Where are the key decision areas? Where does it come down to?
I think it comes down to, who the fifth starter is to begin the season, and probably the extra players that we're going to carry and whether we go with 7 in the bullpen or 8, which will affect, the number of position players that we're able to carry. So, those, I think, are the key areas.
Well, when you mention fifth starter, I guess there are a lot of Met fans who are saying, all right, well, Zach Wheeler, now you got the fearsome 5 and you got all those guys together. But, Zach struggled a little bit, and I guess that's where you have to make a decision.
Yeah, well, Vargas was hurt, as you know, and, is probably not going to be available for his first start in all probability. So that shifts the spotlight to Wheeler. He didn't pitch particularly well last night. And Lugo did pitch well, although Lugo is somebody we'd like to have in the pen, in that middle range long man role. But those are decisions we'll make in the next couple of days.
Sandy, when you're kicking all this stuff around, who makes the final decision? Do you have the final say?
I think what we try to do is reach consensus and talk through it in a way that, we all kind of land on the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
If things are controversial, then, typically as it relates to the roster, probably the general manager has the final say with lots of input from the manager and the coaching staff and other people in the front office. If it's about playing time and, how that roster is used, it's typically the reverse. The manager makes those decisions with input from everybody else. So as we get down here to the last 2 or 3 spots on the roster, it's a combination of how the players play, which is the manager's main concern, and also the administrative elements, who has waivers, who's not on the roster, those types of things.
We're on with Sandy Alderson, the general manager of the Mets. Season gets underway next Thursday. Obviously, last season was a big disappointment. Do you have a general feeling? I mean, are you feeling positive, feel strong, feel good going into the new season?
Yeah, I'm feeling very positive. The spring has been hasn't been great through, let's say, last week. But, we started to play very well as our regular players have started to play more as the games, as we get closer to the regular season, these exhibition games become a little more important and better evidence of where we are, and I think we won 4 out of the last 5, so I think we're playing well. The starting pitching is starting to perform well, the relievers of that we're going to rely on. So everybody, last night we had some timely hitting, certainly in the one inning, so things are starting to come together. I'm very optimistic, and it's been a lot of fun, really, to work with the manager and the coaching staff and, implementing some new things on the medical side. So it's been invigorating.
Well, yeah, you had some medical problems. That's good if you could straighten it out. You had a 9-run inning last night. All good.
Yeah. Sandy, of course, you are keeping eagle eyes on your own team, but you must be watching the other teams, too. Who's the biggest competitor, do you think, for the Mets?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that in our division, it's the Nationals. They've got a very good team, have had a good team over the last several years, and on paper look to be very good this season as well. So, I think but to some extent we measure ourselves against them. And I take the games we play them in spring training very seriously, as I did when I was in Oakland when we played the Giants, or when I was in San Diego we played the Dodgers. Those, you know, yeah, it's spring training, but you want to win those games to sort of establish a relationship. And so I definitely think the Nationals in our division are the competition.
All right, one more question before you run. We're on with Sandy Alderson, Mets general manager. Sandy, Michael Conforto looking good in the simulated games. Are you still aiming for a May 1st comeback for him?
Well, he is. He's going to DH in the game today. So, you know, I think all indications are that he is ahead of schedule. How far ahead of schedule is something we're probably going to determine over the next two or three days and make a decision about whether, you know, about what happens with him next week. But I would say that generally speaking, he is ahead of schedule. How far ahead of schedule? A little bit difficult to determine right now.
All right, Sandy Alderson, let's play ball. Great talking to you, and we'll see you down the road. Sandy Alderson,
right.
Mets general manager.
Thanks, guys.
Good
Thanks
luck. Good
me.
Luck.
Appreciate it.
All right. That was a good, you know, it's funny. It was a really good question you asked, and I think...
and I didn't, you didn't write it out for me. I did it by myself.
I don't write questions. No. But, you know, when it comes to a final
decision on who's going to be
always,
on the roster.
In all sports, you know, for example, now in football, you'll get a guy... You know, like a coach like a Bill Belichick who makes every call.
Right?
Yeah, he's
the
king of the franchise.
Yeah.
But, you know, team like this, but no, Sandy Alderson would make the final call with personnel matters. Good question.